the disciples were occupied with this subject all along. It comes out in Luke's gospel especially. You know, Luke 24, we had hoped that this was he that would restore the kingdom or would redeem the people of Israel. And so they're occupied with the times and the seasons. And we know, of course, that day will come when the glory of the Lord will appear and Israel will be at the head of the nations, you know, in the kingdom when the Son of Man sits in his glory. But I want to connect this with what Brother John spoke about, the character of John's gospel and what we have here in Acts. If you turn over to John chapter 12, you know, when we look at the last words of the Lord Jesus, there's the private last words of the Lord Jesus to his disciples and the public words of the Lord Jesus in ministry. And in John's gospel, right up to chapter 12, it's the Lord's public ministry. He speaks to the world. He brings testimony to the world. Of course, in John's gospel, he's rejected right from the very get-go. He came to his own received him not. But it comes to its head in John chapter 12. The light was in the world, verse 35. He says, walk in the light while you have the light, verse 36, that you may be the sons of light. Then you get these solemn words, brothers and sisters, in the end of verse 36. These things spoke Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. And the end of chapter 12, there's no more public testimony from Jesus except for when he stands before Pilate and he gave the good testimony before Pilate, but there was no more public ministry to the world. The darkness now is the time of the darkness. They did not receive the light. And this is really characterized in the upper room when it's just the words of the Lord Jesus. When Judas goes out, it says, and it was night. That's what characterizes the time. We're in the night. But then, now we come to our portion, chapters 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 of John is all the words of the Lord Jesus to the disciples. And what we have here is a continuation of that, the private words of the Lord Jesus to the disciples. And as you say, Brother Bill, the Lord's now doing something new. He's going to go out to the Gentiles, to all the Gentiles. And this, of course, flew right over their heads. And it took a while before they come to realize that. But now the gospel is going to go out to all nations. But that public day of display and glory will come when the world will know, when the world will see, when the world will bow to the Lord Jesus. Blessed be his name.
I'm wondering if I could just quickly say this as we come to the close. Though we've got the matter of the kingdom here that is not going to come in until it is done so in the public day of millennial glory, I think what the Lord Jesus is introducing here in a sense is the moral feature of the kingdom to be displayed in us, to be displayed in the disciples, to be displayed in reaching out in the glad tidings to the Gentile world as well. So there's the moral aspect of the kingdom, and the kingdom rights that should be known presently. And I think that this is the emphasis of the Lord in telling them that it is not public yet, but it is morally true in you.
Perhaps we could close with a hymn and prayer.